Which chef's knife is the best? I put 27 popular options to the test, and in this video, I give you my honest opinion on each one in less than 30 seconds. I explain what I like, what I dislike, and whether they're worth your money. These knives have 8-inch blades and range from $18 to $380. I'll be reviewing them in order from least to most expensive. At the end, I'll give you my top picks and a comparison table so you can see how they compare side by side. The Henkel's Solution Chef's Knife has a thin stamped blade and is very affordable, but unfortunately, you get what you pay for. This knife is blade heavy and unbalanced, the edge dulls relatively quickly, and the choil is thin and sharp, so when you use a pinch grip, it digs into your hand. Don't buy this knife unless budget is your number one priority. Like Henkel's Solution, the Caraway Chef's Knife has a thin stamped blade that makes the pinch grip uncomfortable. The handle is completely straight and flat on top. It's not the most ergonomic design, and the plastic handle looks and feels cheap. This knife is not available individually. It comes as part of Caraway's prep and knife sets. Unless you love one of the handle colors, I would pass on this knife. The Ninja Foodi Premium is a heavy-duty knife with a forged blade, full tang, and steel end cap. It's balanced, and the half bolster provides a comfortable pinch grip. I'm not a big fan of the Ninja logo engraving, it's just another place to clean, and there are some imperfections where the plastic and the steel meet. The handle is thick with a wide circumference, so only buy this knife if you have large hands or you want a handle that fills up your palm. Overall, it's a decent knife at an excellent price. The Kangshan Helena Rocking Chef's Knife has a steeply curved edge, which is ideal for rocking. However, this knife has one of the thickest blades I've seen, and because of that, it's the heaviest knife in this list. The weight is mainly in the blade, which is fine for rocking since you're not lifting the knife off the board, but it feels unbalanced when chopping up and down. If you want a heavy, durable knife for rock chopping, this is a good option, but it's not designed well for other techniques. At a little under 6 ounces, Victorinox Swiss Classic is one of the lightest knives I've tested. You can use it for long periods without getting fatigued. The black plastic handle has a grippy texture that prevents slipping, even when your hands are wet. The main downside of this knife is that the steel is relatively soft at 56 Rockwell, so the edge dulls faster than knives that are 58 or 60 Rockwell. It's not the prettiest knife, but it's functional, durable, and relatively cheap. For those reasons, it's a favorite in many restaurant kitchens. Dalstrong Phantom is another lightweight knife. It has a thin blade profile, which makes it nimble, but you don't get as much knuckle clearance, and it's too thin to scoop ingredients. The Pack-a-Wood handle has a red stripe and mosaic that makes it stand out, but it's D-shaped, so it might feel awkward if you're left-handed. I wouldn't recommend this knife for one simple reason. I hate the prominent curve on the choil. It comes to a sharp point and can poke you if you reach for the knife and aren't paying attention. Lamson Vintage is a beautiful American-made knife. It has a long walnut handle with a glossy polished tang and two large brass rivets. The handle is relatively thin, so it's a good option if you have smaller hands. I love the weight and balance of this knife. It feels natural in my hand, and the choil and spine are smooth, so there are no sharp edges when performing the pinch grip. The one downside is that the wood handle is not as durable as a synthetic handle. It can scratch and dent if you're not careful. The blade profile on the Misen Chef's Knife is slim, but not as slim as the Dalstrong Phantom. The edge has a slight curve for rocking, but it's straighter than traditional Western-style knives, so more of the edge makes contact with the cutting board when you do up and down chopping. I also like the curved bolster that provides a comfortable resting spot for your hand when using the pinch grip. The main downside is the squared edges on the end of the handle. The corners can dig into your hand if you're not choked up. The Hexclad Chef's Knife has a very narrow blade profile. From spine to heel, it's just 1.7 inches. For comparison, the Kangshan Helena is 2.2 inches. The slim blade makes the knife agile, but there's not much room between your knuckles and the cutting board. Also, the Pack-a-Wood handle is dyed green, but the color fades over time as you wash it. It's not the best knife for dense ingredients like squash, but the thin blade works well for fruits, veggies, and other small ingredients. Zwilling 4-Star is the most affordable and lightest Zwilling knife of the three in this video. I like its classic Western blade profile, but that's all I like about it. The handle is bulky, it's blade heavy and unbalanced, the edges of the bolster stick into your hand when using the pinch grip, and the squared butt end of the handle is clunky. Although it's a decent price for a German-made forged knife, it's my least favorite Zwilling. Wusthof Gourmet is the cheaper version of the Wusthof Classic. The handle design and lightweight feel are great, and it's sharp out of the box, but since the steel is softer than Wusthof's other collections, it dulls quicker. Also, the thin, stamped blade makes it difficult to cut through dense ingredients. If you love the look of Wusthof Classic, but it's out of your price range, Gourmet is a decent alternative. But in this price range, there are better options, including knives with forged blades. The Made-In Chef's Knife has good heft and is balanced right in the center where the handle and blade meet. The blade is wide, so you get plenty of knuckle clearance, and it's great for smashing garlic cloves and scooping ingredients. The downside is that it's not the most nimble knife. It can feel unwieldy if you're used to lighter, narrower blades. Also, the handle is set back too far from the blade, so you're not holding much of the handle when using the pinch grip. The Dahlstrom Shogun is one of my go-to chef's knives, and here's why. The handle is the perfect length and thickness for my hand, the bolster has a gradual slope, and the heel of the blade is close to the handle, so you get a comfortable grip and have more control. Also, the blade is wide at the heel and tapers to a thin tip, making it great for small and large ingredients. On top of that, the steel they use is incredibly hard and holds an edge well. This 7-inch Kangshan Yari has a subtle Damascus pattern on the blade and thoughtful design details on the handle. The octagonal handle provides a nice and secure grip, and the hard X7 steel blade retains its edge well. This knife is ideal for chopping vegetables and slicing fish, but if you prefer rocking and cook a lot of meat, root vegetables, and dense ingredients, you'll be better off with a more traditional chef's knife with a curved edge and a wide blade profile. Kangshan Haiku uses the same steel as the Yari, so you get the same edge retention, but the blade is an inch longer with a curved edge. This knife is lightweight, well-balanced, and has a beautiful African blackwood handle. I don't have much negative to say about this knife other than the blade profile is relatively slim. It's not as quite as narrow as Hexclad, but it's close. The Lamson Premier Forged Chef's Knife is made in Massachusetts, and it has a highly polished finish, a beautiful red acrylic handle, and three large rivets. At 9.6 ounces, this is the fourth heaviest knife I've tested, but it doesn't feel that heavy because the weight is evenly distributed. Like the Zwilling 4-Star, this knife has a full bolster, but Lamson does a better job smoothing the edges so it doesn't hurt your hand when pinching the blade. The two main downsides are that fingerprints and smudges are noticeable on the polished blade, and the shiny, smooth handle gets slippery when it's wet or greasy. This is the same knife, but instead of a red acrylic handle, it has a wood handle. I like them both, but the red handle is more eye-catching. Instead of extending the bolster down to the edge, Zwilling Pro has a sloped bolster with a gradual transition from the handle to the blade. Other brands have sloped bolsters, but Zwilling Pro's is thicker, transitions more gradually, and extends further up the blade, so the top of the bolster overlaps with the blade. Even when you choke up and pinch the blade, the handle fills your palm for a secure grip. In my opinion, it's the most comfortable knife for the pinch grip. The main downside is the blade profile. The spine is straight and the belly has a prominent curve, so the tip is positioned higher than most knives. So if you're dicing an onion or making small, precise slits with the tip, you need to angle the knife much higher. Zwilling Professional S is made of the same materials as Zwilling Pro, but it has a full bolster and a traditional blade profile. It's a solid German workhorse, and I really like the black riveted handles. However, like the Zwilling 4-Star, the edges of the bolster are sharp and can be painful if you press up against them for long periods. Victorinox Grand Maitre has a beautiful contoured maple handle that fits nicely in your hand. This knife has good heft and the balance point is right at the bolster, so it doesn't feel too heavy. It's an elegant looking knife, but like Made In, the heel of the blade is a bit too far from the handle. So when you're pinching the blade, you're not holding on to much of the handle. Also, like the Victorinox Swiss Classic, the blade steel is on the softer side, so you need to sharpen this knife more often than others. Wusthof Classic looks and feels almost exactly like Zwilling Professional S, but the handle is slightly flatter from side to side, and the curve at the end of the handle is less drastic. The edges of the bolster are also less sharp than Zwilling's. I love the handle design. It fits nicely in my hand and it's not too thick or too thin. And I love the blade profile. It's not too wide like Kangshan Helena or Made In, and it's not too narrow like Dahlstrom Phantom or Hexclad. Overall, it's a solid German-style knife. The biggest downside is the price. You can get the same blade and handle materials with brands like Ninja for a fraction of the cost. Cutco has a unique wedge lock handle with a wavy pattern that's supposed to fit more comfortably in your hand. Some people love it, some people hate it. I think it's okay, but all else equal, I prefer more traditional handles. This knife is made in New York and it's pretty expensive, so it's only worth buying if you love the handle. The New York Times named the Mac MTH-80 the best chef's knife, and I generally agree with their assessment. This Japanese knife is lightweight, agile, and comfortable to hold. The blade profile is a perfect balance between Western and Japanese designs. It has enough curve for rock chopping, but it's flatter than most Western chef's knives, so you get cleaner cuts when chopping up and down. My one complaint is that the handle is relatively short at only 4.5 inches. Most are around 5 inches. If you have large hands, you might find it too short. The Kangshan Thomas Keller Collection Chef's Knife was designed in partnership with Thomas Keller, a Michelin star chef and restaurateur. This is one of the most well-balanced knives I've tested. It also has excellent edge retention thanks to the extremely hard powdered steel used to make the blade. However, there are a few downsides. The handle is an awkward shape, it's much taller than it is wide, and there are uneven gaps where the plastic and steel meet. Also, it's the most expensive knife that I've tested that's made in China by about $70. If you like German-style knives but don't like the bolster on the Wusthof Classic or the high tip on Zwilling Pro, the Wusthof Classic Icon is a good option. It has the same blade profile as Wusthof Classic, but a tapered bolster and a longer handle with a more gentle curve. Because of the long handle and steel end cap, this knife is back heavy. The balance point is about an inch behind the blade. If you're used to a blade heavy or center balanced knife, this knife can feel awkward at first and take a while to get used to. Shun Classic is a beautiful knife. The blade has a wavy Damascus pattern and the handle is dark pakka wood with subtle wood grains. It cuts incredibly well and stays sharp for a long time thanks to its hard VG Max steel. However, it's important to note that the hard steel is prone to chipping if you use it on hard ingredients like bones or frozen food. The Oisho Gyutu is by far the most expensive knife I've tested, but it's also the most beautiful. It's handcrafted in Japan with a hammered finish and a European maple burl handle that's dyed green. This knife is lightweight and razor sharp, and the octagonal handle is the perfect size for my hand. The one problem with this knife is that it's so expensive and so beautiful that I don't want to use it. The wood handle can scratch and dent, and the hard steel is prone to chipping. This knife is great if you're willing to take care of it, but it's not a knife that you can neglect without feeling guilty. That was a lot of information, so let's look at all the knives side by side. A couple callouts. Kangshan Helena, Wusthof Classic Icon, and the two Lamson Forge knives are the heaviest. Henkel Solution, Oisha, and Victorinox Swiss Classic are the lightest. I measured the circumference at the middle of the handle, and the Ninja Foodie Premium, Zwilling 4-Star, and Victorinox Grand Maitre have the bulkiest handles. Caraway and Victorinox Swiss Classic have the thinnest handles. Dalstrong Shogun, Oisha, and Kangshan Thomas Keller have the hardest steel, and Henkel Solution, Wusthof Gourmet, and the two Victorinox knives have the softest steel. In general, harder steel retains its sharpness better, but softer steel is more durable and less prone to chipping. So which of these chef's knives are worth buying, and which should you avoid? My favorites are Lamson Vintage and Mizen on the low end of the price range, Maiden and Dalstrong Shogun in the middle, and Wusthof Classic, Mac MTH-80, and Oisha on the high end. The only knives I wouldn't recommend are Henkel Solution, Caraway, Dalstrong Phantom, and Zwilling 4-Star. So why did I pick these chef's knives? It has nothing to do with the sharpness, edge angle, or cutting performance, and it has everything to do with the handle design, weight, balance, and overall feel. That's because all of these knives are sharp, they can all cut through ingredients with no issues, and they all eventually dull and need to be resharpened. Yes, some have sharper factory edges than others, and some hold their edge a bit longer, but what really matters when choosing a chef's knife is how it feels in your hand. And that's entirely personal. The best chef's knife for you will depend on your hand size, how you like to grip the knife, and your personal preferences in terms of weight, balance, and design. My best advice is to pick three that you think you'll like, order them, hold them for a while, get a good feel for them, and keep the one you like and return the others. Some retailers will let you try them out in store. That's the only real way to know for sure which chef's knife is the best for you. If you want to learn more about these knives, I'll link to the comparison chart with additional information that I couldn't fit on screen in the video description. I'll also link to websites that sell each knife. Those are affiliate links, so I'll earn a commission if you click and buy, but at no extra cost to you. If this was helpful, check out this video where I break down the differences between Wusthof and Zwilling. And for more videos like this, click the logo to subscribe to the channel. Thanks for watching. We'll see you in the next video.